You're listening to Fantasy NBA Goat, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. This is episode 31. I'm Purity.
Hi guys, my name is Ivan. You're listening to the Goat Pod, the first and only family fantasy basketball podcast.
That's true. That's correct. So I have been, we are sorry that we haven't been uploaded podcast in the last 10 days, but I don't think it's...
I think you survived without us.
Yes,
but if you didn't, just tweet us, text us if you didn't survive.
Yes, and I was overwhelmed, so I was under load management. That's what they say.
You were load managed.
Low managed, yeah. I was resting.
This is a new word. Nobody knows how to use it.
I don't know, I admit.
Do you know Kawhi Leonard's... you know what Kawhi's French doctor name is? Kawhi's French doctor name.
No, what is it?
It's Claude Management.
That is funny. And I know, guys, that you just finished Thanksgiving. And yeah, let's just say what we are thankful for. Here in Serbia, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. But we are thankful for all of you listeners out there.
Yes.
We are grateful. So thank you very much. So let's start the podcast, shall we?
Yeah, what's the...
What's going on?
The funniest
on?
Thing that happened so then, recently, I think it's this thing about Richard Jefferson.
That's right.
And he calling out New York Knicks.
Yes, he said that New York Knicks is the only team that offered him a contract and instead said he would rather retire. And now the New York Knicks are saying that they never offered him a contract, that it's a lie.
They tweeted, yeah.
Yes, they tweeted that he's lying. That they
He
never...
said, well, actually what he meant is it's like he meant it's better that I retire than to play for the most dysfunctional organization in the NBA.
Yes. Well,
it was a Knicks Nets game, and because he was a Net, he said like he would never play for Knicks. He actually cares about Nets, not like Jason Kidd and Kenyon Martin.
Who don't care.
Yeah, that's what he also called them. Out and yeah, and then he said he would rather retire. And then the Knicks, they tweeted, what did they say actually?
It is not true that the New York Knicks offered him a contract during the summer 2018 or 2019. So
that would be his 18th season in NBA because he played
only 17 seasons.
Only how many seasons did you play in NBA?
None, zero. And he won an NBA title with the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2016.
So, anything else in the news?
Yes, so Jahlil Okafor claims he's no longer vegan. That's the story that is happening.
Wow.
Well, yes, so he famously went animal free and lost 20 pounds back in 2000 after eating less meat.
But yeah, he became vegan because he was treating his knee injury, and he stopped eating. He thought that eating less meat would help him recover from that injury. In 2017, he lost 10 kilos. That's 20 pounds. But eating less meat. But the guy, like, he became vegan. He stopped eating meat completely.
Yeah.
And now he had some testing that he was doing.
And they found out that his iron was low.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that...
I don't understand. How can you be a vegan and playing professional basketball at the top level? Like, I don't understand how he has strength to play. I just...
It doesn't make sense. Like, those people need a lot of energy and a lot of meat. So... Well, yeah, so he's no longer a vegan, and...
John Sally is going to be sad about it.
He's vegan advocate, John Sally.
Wow, John Sally became vegan after he stopped playing.
Yeah, you can become vegan after stop playing, because you don't need a lot
of... You should become vegan. Your game will improve.
I'm podcasting. I am kind of vegan.
Yeah,
so this John Sally told him to help this Zion with to become vegan. Well, yeah, Zion needs to lose some weight actually. So he should go on a vegan for a while.
Until he loses like 60 pounds.
Yes. So that's all on this story.
So what's new on Carmelo watch front? We should introduce a segment just like
Wow.
every podcast talking about Melo Anthony.
Actually, Melo is doing very well.
He looks fat in that jersey. Everyone
No,
who
I think he
wears
looks good.
jersey like double zero, everybody looks fat in 00. Like it's just jersey looks fat, and then like you look like a barrel, like a huge basketball pumpkin.
Yes, yeah, but I don't think. I think he looks okay. So, Carmelo Anthony made history during Portland versus Chicago game on Monday when he FaceTimed his son to make sure he was included.
What, he made history
Wow.
because
He
he
scored 20.
FaceTimed his son. That's
Yeah.
gonna be like recorded in his basketball
He
stats.
wanted his son to be part of his game. Well, that's so adorable. So,
Why is his wife? Why does he has? Is this her real name that she got at her Lala Anthony, like Lala
Lala Anthony.
kind of
Yeah, I
names?
think
Yeah.
she got it because of Anthony, right?
Lala is a person who lives in Banat region in Vojvodina. So, like, you think she's born in, like, in Zrenjanin?
Probably.
Lala
She's
Anthony.
from
So,
here,
what did he
definitely.
do? Yeah, she's
So he
definitely from
scored
here.
24 points as the Trailblazers beat the Bulls at the United Center in Chicago.
Yeah, what did he do?
What? He scored 25 points. That's
Ah, no, like, we're talking about this face. What's the
He
name? FaceTime?
FaceTimed his son during because his ex-wife or I don't know if his ex-wife or wife was at the game, and
Didn't catch.
he wanted his son to see him while he was making a comeback. I like that Melo. I'm glad Melo is back. And I'm really thankful that Trailblazers gave him a chance at least to so that he can finish his
So that's
career
the
with a
whole story.
bang.
He just FaceTimed his son, and
Yes.
that will help him enter the what Hall of Fame?
No, but at least his son witnessed his one of the biggest
Yeah, okay,
games that
we're
he
done with Melo.
had. Okay, that's it.
So, in this episode, we are gonna talk about some guys that we haven't been talking before.
Yes, that are playing well.
Yeah, that are playing well, that are young, and that are promising, and that are probably available in on your waiver wire.
I actually picked this one guy that we're gonna cover. I grabbed him before
We
anyone
are
could.
talking about Jarrett Culver.
Yes, that's right.
Jarrett Culver. He plays for Timberwolves. He's a shooting guard. And recently he became starter for Timberwolves. He's their starting point guard, which
Yay.
means he has I think like 26, 27 minutes guaranteed.
Good.
And as you know, in fantasy, minutes are
Important.
almost everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you cannot produce in
15 minutes or 10 minutes. You need to play over 20 minutes at least.
yeah. And so now when he's starting, he also had some decent games. He's the guy who will give you these defensive stats also. Few rebounds, enough points, like nothing stands out with him. If you look at his stats, okay, this is season stats. Let's go over his season stats, and then we will look like last few games. So he has 8.9, that's almost 9 points per game. 0.9 steals, so almost one steal, half of a block, 2.3 assists. Three rebounds, 1.1 threes, field goals 36.3, not that good. 3-point percentage 28.2, for two 42%, and free throws 42.1%. What did I miss? I missed turnovers, not a lot, 1.4. We'll see if that will go up now when he. Well, it will probably when he plays more and when he's playing point guard, of course. Now he's handling the ball more. So this is the last game he played. Wolves played versus Spurs. He had 10 points, one steal, one block, five assists, two rebounds for 26 minutes. So yeah, this is percentages again bad, but like this, if you're playing league, doesn't include percentages. This is really good if the league is deeper. Dynasty league, you should be considering this guy, anything like 12 teams and deeper than that, you should consider this guy. Then game before that, they played the Hawks. He had 14 points, 2 steals, 3 assists, 5 rebounds. You see, he has decent number of rebounds for someone who is a guard. Before that, game before that, they played Phoenix, 11 points. 2 blocks, 3 assists, 5 rebounds. You can see every game he has like a block or a steal. Like before that, 10 points, 1 steal, 4 rebounds. That was before he was starting. And okay, game before that, that's 5 games ago, only 5 points, but 3 blocks, 2 assists, and 3 rebounds. So If you're not gonna take him at this moment, just put him on your watch list. But I see it in most of the leagues, like I don't know, 12 teams and deeper. He's already taken from the waiver wire.
The next guy we're gonna talk about is Jackson Hayes, who is also a rookie. And he's on your waiver, please just pick him up. And he plays for the Pelicans.
Yeah, he's a center.
Yes. Yeah, he's a center. So, and his nickname is Sideshow Jax. Ah, okay, I like that.
It's a cool nickname, but I have no idea what it means. Sideshow Jax.
He's a sideshow. On the side.
Yeah, he's only 19. He's a rookie also. You should consider him, put him on your watch list, especially if you're playing Dynasty League, Keeper League, something like that. He's really decent. He's playing. He's starting for Pelicans. He's a center. Doesn't play a lot. Season average only 19.3 minutes, but those minutes are going and will go up. They don't have really good centers over there, and he's averaging 8 points, 4.1 rebounds, 1 block, 0.7 steals, 0.7 assists, 1 turnover. So yeah, this is season average, and recently he's playing better, but 1 block, 4 rebounds for a rookie. Really good. Field goals 61.8. He's not shooting threes. He didn't score any. He's shooting 0.1 threes per game, but he hasn't scored any three yet. For two, he's shooting 2 points. Percentage 63.5, free throw 61.9, and yeah, that's, I don't know if I missed something. I think those are the stats. He started 6 games for Pelicans. Okay, let's see what he has been doing recently. Last game, when the Pels played Oklahoma City, he had 11 points, 2 steals, 7 rebounds, field goals 55.6, free throws 50%. Game before that, they played Lakers, 7 points, 1 steal, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Nice. Field goals percentage 50%. Game before that, they played Clippers, 7 points. No defensive stats, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. Game before that, 13 points, 1 block, one assist, five rebounds. Game before that, they played Phoenix Suns, 7 points, one steal, one block, four rebounds. Really, really interesting guy. Leagues like 12, 14 teams, especially, you know, keeper dynasty leagues. He's a center, and especially if you play league with two centers, just, you know, at least put him at your watch list.
So let's take a look at Cameron Johnson, who plays for the Phoenix Suns.
A rookie.
His position is power forward, and his nickname is Cam. You can call him Cam.
Yeah, when you are hanging out with him, having a coffee and cigarettes, having a lunch with him, you just call him Cam.
Yes, just Cam.
Yeah. Is that how you call him when you see him?
When I see him, I will.
You haven't seen him already. Okay.
When I run into him.
Yeah, when you're doing your grocery shopping.
Yes, definitely. I'll say hi.
Okay, so Cam Johnson, he's fighting for minutes in Phoenix. He's one of these older rookies, 23 years of age. Playing 19.5 minutes a game, and he has decent stats for that amount of minutes. As you know, these guys from Phoenix bench, Mikal Bridges, and well, I think he's already in front of Bridges, and I think that Suns value him more, and I think he'll be given a chance. At the moment, this is his current stats: 9.3 points a game, 2.8 rebounds, 0.7 assists, 0.6 steals, 0.3 blocks. From the field goal percentage 43.5. He's shooting threes. And he's scoring a lot of threes game, two threes a game. But if you are taking him just for the threes, I think you can do better. But I think this guy is promising also in dynasty keeper leagues. And recently he's been playing better. Last night he was not that great. But okay, let's finish with his percentages. Field goals, as I said, 43.5 for the 3-point percentage, 41.1, 2-point percentage 48.6, and free throws 94.1. Recently, as I said, he played a little bit better. Last night he was not that good. He played only 13 minutes. He was not in foul trouble. He had only 2 points, one assist, four rebounds. But game before that, when the Suns played Washington, he had 17 points, one steal, one block, one assist, four rebounds. Before that, they played Denver. He had only 6 points and one assist. Before that, they played Wolves, 3 points, two steals, three rebounds. And 5 games ago, when they played Pelicans, 14 points, two steals, and field goals 66.7%. His field goals is all over the place. Last game 20%, then 60, 28.6, 12.5, 66.7. So he at least put him on your watch list.
I hope even Ayton comes back.
Ayton came back. Give.
He did?
Well, yeah, Ayton came back, but Ayton plays center for Phoenix Suns. And this guy, he's small forward, power forward. He's so battling for his minutes with, as I said, Mikal Bridges, Kelly Oubre, and all those 5,000 small forward, 5,000 forwards. That's Phoenix Suns. They're like New York Knicks, but for forwards.
I got it.
Knicks like power forwards. These people like small forwards. So, yeah. Those were these three guys did that
waiver wires
we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
So yeah, before we wrap up, just one correction. I said Aaron.
Ayton is back.
Yeah, Ayton. Yeah, I thought Aaron Baines. Yeah, Ayton is still. He's still not back.
Not still on suspension.
But Aaron Baines is back. He played last night, and yeah, we can just cover him shortly because he has a really good season. The best season in his career. He's 33 years old. I'm sorry. And yeah, what's his nickname?
So his nickname is Bangers, and he's the center for the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah. So Aaron Baines, he started 11 games this season. I mean, he's been starting since Ayton got injured. In some leagues, he might be dropped. He had like several games that he was not that good, and I grabbed him in one of my leagues. It is your league, 12 teams deep league, and someone dropped him. I don't know why. So he might be available depending on your league size. This season, 14.5 points, 0.8 blocks, 0.3 steals, 5.6 rebounds, 3.1 assists, 1.1 turnovers, 1.9 threes in 24 minutes. Field goal percentage 56.1 and free throw percentage 71.9. So recently, this is the last night, he played 25 minutes versus the Mavs for 17 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, no blocks, no steals. Game before that, only 9 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. One steal a game before that was really bad. I guess that's why this guy from your league dropped him. Only 3 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. Game before that, he was good. 20 points, 6 rebounds. Game before that, 14 points, 2 blocks, 7 rebounds. So, yeah, I don't think that now when Ayton returns, well, you'll have to wait and see what happens. I don't think they will just shut him down like that and just let him play like less than 20 minutes because they see they can get decent production from him.
That is it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is FantasyNBAGOAT. And tweet at us, email at us, and you can find our podcast app.
If you don't have any podcatcher, just go to anchor.fm/FantasyNBAGOAT. Or you can find us at any podcatcher, just search for FantasyNBAGOAT. At Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, wherever you listen to your podcast. Our website address is, did you learn?
Yes, fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. Weebly is spelled as Weebly.
Maybe when we reach like episode 1000, maybe you'll get our website.
And our email address is fantasynbagoat@gmail.com. Just email at us. Tell us what you want us to cover.
You don't say email at us. You say email us, not
email us.
You say tweet at us, but not email at us.
Oh, got it. So, guys, thank you so much. Until next time, we are done. Bye.
Bye, guys.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.